This is episode 2231 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day three of our series we're exploring this week. You are being guided in each episode this week with a meditation technique to help you sleep better. And you have a special quest this week that you are on, and this is a go to bed earlier quest. It's pretty easy to finish up that project or spend a few extra moments chatting with someone or checking your emails or text messages one last time, and before you know it, you have cut into your valuable, precious sleep time. So this week, you are encouraged to go to bed early. And as you go to bed early, if you could create a special sleep ritual, a way to ease yourself into sleep mode, this will be very beneficial to you. There are many ways to do this. You probably already do some things to get yourself ready to feel like the day is done and it's time for rest. Some things that people do are to take a bath. Health news research suggests a warm bath or a shower an hour or two before bedtime can help you to relax and fall asleep faster. And this is because it will help to lower your core temperature, and that's considered to be a circadian sleep signal. So this could be something beneficial that you begin to do. Experts recommend that a lukewarm shower 60 to 90 minutes before bed is best. Cold and hot showers have their own unique benefits, but they are not ideal for sleep because a cold shower is just going to stimulate your mind and body, and this is the opposite of what you want before bed. I'm sharing this with you from an article called "Should You Shower Before Bed?" by tuck.com. You can also add in some essential oils. These help to soothe your mind and body. And oils such as lavender or ylang ylang, that's Y-L-A-N-G, Y-L-A-N-G, ylang ylang. Now you can add any essential oil you want, and many people love to light a candle, an essential oil candle. You could put some essential oils in a carrier oil such as almond oil or coconut oil to slather on your body after your bath. Even if you don't take a bath, oftentimes I do this where I just about every night cover my body in an oil with essential oils mixed in with the carrier oil. So this is something you could try for yourself. It's always best, of course, to close down your computer, your phone, the television, and not expose yourself to blue light at least 2 hours before you go to bed. So resist that temptation to check your emails or text messages one last time before you go to bed. Try to do that at least 2 hours before you go to bed. You can listen to soft music, and of course, you can meditate. So these are all beautiful ways to calm your mind and body to help you sleep better. And today you're going to be guided using a breathing technique. Now, as always, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can enjoy the sleep series there with 30-minute guided meditations, as well as a sleep journal and a sleep guide for your series this week. Try it for an entire week free. How are your other fellow meditators slowing down? I want to share with you a message from Lauren. Lauren is from Ohio. She has two children, a two-year-old and a six-year-old, and I want to thank her six-year-old, Calvin, for a wonderful picture of a monster he drew with the caption over the monster's head, "You are so worth slowing down for." So it's a wonderful photo that I'm going to put on my Instagram stories. So be sure to look at Calvin's drawing. Lauren says, "My son Calvin wrote this in his journal tonight." So that's amazing that he's six and he's already journaling. "We've been meditating together as part of his bedtime routine. I listen to your podcast every day. I've been working at home while caring for my kids since March. It's the perfect way to slow down and have some me time. Even though my two-year-old and six-year-old sometimes join me, I love that they already have the gift of meditation. You are a part of our daily routine. I feel very fortunate to now have the skills to slow down and look for the positive in my life. Being with my children the last year so much is absolutely a positive." Lauren, your children are incredibly lucky that you are sharing the gift of meditation with them at such a young age. Thank you for your message. And it's so much fun to know that six-year-old Calvin is meditating with us as he gets ready to go to sleep at night. So now settle yourself down and get ready to ease into a breathing technique to calm your mind and body. Sit up straight and close your eyes, keeping your eyes slightly elevated upward. This, as always, keeps your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Notice how you feel today. Release any tightness or tension. Allow your intrusive thoughts to settle down. Begin to notice your breath. Not forcing it in any way, breathe naturally, allowing yourself to calm down at your own pace. Visualize something peaceful. What brings you peace today? Feel as though you are sinking into this peace. You might repeat the affirmation, "I sink into peace." I sink into peace. Now on your next inhale, inhale peace. Feel peace course through your whole body. Exhale and release tension, self-doubt, anything holding you back, release it. Again, inhale, peace. Drawing your breath inward and upward to the point between your eyebrows. Hold it there, mentally affirming, I sink into peace. As you exhale, feel a sense of release. Release stress, tension, restless thoughts. Let them go. Very nice. Now continue inhaling peace, sinking deeper into your peace. And as you exhale, release whatever you need to let go of today. You are so worth slowing down for.